The Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph brings down Rabbi Loza posach lo pischa lo ha parshasa mehacha. Rabbi Loza, whenever he talked about the Indian of Purim, he began with this. Ba'al tzaltayim yimach hamikra uveshiflus yadayim yidloif abayis. He began quoting this posak in Kehelis in Perik Yud. Bishvil atzlo shahoyo lahem liYisrael shloy osku batoyra. Rabbi Loza said he teached the posak in Kehelis about Tzaltayim that meant the laziness of the Yidden, that they weren't oisik in Torah. Nasu soyni shel Kadosh Baruch Hu mach. Kaviyachol, the Rabbeinu Shalom became weak. Ve'ein mach el ani, he became poor in his ability to help Klal Yisrael. This is how he began his drasha always when he spoke about Purim. He brought down this idea of their atzlus in regard to Eisek HaTorah. And the shaila is, we all know the mice of Purim happened, like the Gemara brings down, either because they were nana mesudas achashverosh, they weren't supposed to partake in that suda. Maybe that's why Klal Yisrael was supposed to be destroyed and they suffered. Or we know also, Gemara brings down a reasoning, they bowed down to the Tzelem, to the Avodah Zarah. What's this new idea that Rabbi Loza came up with? That Rabbi Loza held that it's about atzlus in Eisek HaTorah? What does that have to do with laziness in Torah? The Maisa Purim has to do with being lazy in Torah? There's another Gemara in Megillah of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings down La Yehudim Hoysa Oira. At the time when Klal Yisrael was saved, it says La Yehudim, to the Yidden there was Oira, there was light. Says the Gemara, Oira Zu Torah. Light meant that they had Torah. What does that mean? Look, Rashi, Oira Zu Torah, Shegozer Aleihem Haman Shel Yasku BaTorah. Haman's decree was that they can't be Oisik in Torah. So we're seeing a similar Pella, a similar Chiddush. The Maisa of Purim and Gzeiras Haman was about not being Oisik in Torah. What's the pshat in this? We're very familiar with the other reasons. This idea of not being Oisik in Omol BaTorah has to do with Purim? So the emes is the Mechilta in the end of Parshas Bishalach. Over there, when it brings down Melchemes Amalek, the Mechilta says something phenomenal. Vayilochem Yisrael berefidim. Klal Yisrael fought the battle berefidim. Omar Reb Chananya. Dovazesh Sha'alti Yisrael Belozer b'mesifta. This I asked Reb Elazar. Refidim Mahu. What does it mean, refidim? Omar li kimashmoy. So one thing he said was, it means poshet, it means a location, refidim. Acherim oimrim, others say, ein refidim ela rifyon yadayim. Refidim wasn't a location. Refidim was a weakness in their hands. Sherofu Yisrael yadayim medivrei Torah. That the Yidden were weak in their learning. Lekach bo soyne aleihem, and that's why the enemy Amalek came upon them. Says the Halakha Mechilta, the words of Chazal, lefi she'eim hasoyne bo, the enemy doesn't come ela al rifyon yadayim min haTorah. Unless you're shvach in your learning in Torah, the enemy doesn't come. These are the facts that Chazal are telling us. It can make us feel very uncomfortable, but we can't hide from the truth. The metzias of Chazal, the Chazal tells us it has to do with weakness in Torah. This is the reality. What we see in Chazal is that the root of any enemy coming to Klal Yisrael, Haman coming to the Yidden in the Ma'is of Purim, the underlying root is Rifyon Yedayim from Esek HaTorah, being weak in your involvement in learning. It's only in Memela then that the chet of being Nana Mesud Sakashverish happened. And it was Memela then that they can have a chet of Mishtachavet bowing down to Avodah Zarah. But the underlying root, it all stemmed from, the root of it was that Esek HaTorah was weak. And Emma says, if you look at the Marshal on that Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Yud Aleph, Bal Tzaltayim Yimach HaMikra B'Shul Atzlos, the Marshal over there writes, Mamash this Yisoid, Dahainu B'Shvil Bittul Torah Shehoyav Oysador, because of the Bittul Torah that was going on in that generation, Nischayivu Kliya, says the Marshal, they were chayiv kliya to be wiped away. The underlying root was their weakness in Torah, their bittul Torah. And says the Marshal, ukahay gavna, we find this in regard to many things. Darshu haikro linya geshamim, that when there's nebuch no rain, bishvil bittul Torah, the underlying root is from the bittul Torah. Shenaseh moch, the Rabbi Nishlam becomes weak. Right? Chazal tell, the Pasuk says, Tnu oiz lelekim, give Hashem strength. What does it mean to give Hashem strength? Hashem is almighty. He needs your strength? The answer is, Hashem set up the Bria in a way that the Rabbi Nishlam made a system that if Klal Yisrael is stark in Torah, then the Rabbi Nishlam could give and be mashpia, all the bracha and hatzlocha and yeshuas and everything that comes down to this world, the Rebbeinu Hashem has the ability to shower it upon us if the underlying engine's there, which is Klal Yisrael's Torah. That's how Hashem set up the Bria. And the Rebbeinu Hashem wants that we should give him eyes, tenu eyes alekim, give Hashem strength. If Klal Yisrael's weak in their Torah, and you make the Rebbeinu Hashem poor and weak, Kishain Yisrael Oisim Ritzainai, Klal Yisrael is not doing his rotzin in their Esek HaTorah, says the Marshal, Machishim Pamal Yishamayla. We're weakening the Pamal Yishamayla and Shemayim. It's scary to think about it. But you know, the war that's going on in Eretz Yisrael now, for so many months, and Rachmanu Litzlan, who knows? The numbers, they can't even, the numbers are getting larger and larger of Yidden that are being killed in battle, the soldiers that they're losing, Rachmanu Litzlan. And the bottom line is, they're having a difficult time getting rid of the enemy. They keep finding more and more terrorists here, terrorists there, tunnels there. It's never ending. Ad kidei kach, they did a survey, and most Israelis believe that they'll never get rid of all of Hamas. They made a survey, it was in the 80s, the percentage of the population believes that they'll never be able to have total victory in this war. We have to realize, if we're struggling with our enemy, the underlying rekuda, the underlying root of a struggle with a war against your enemy, says Chazal, black and white, is a weakness, hisrashlus in Esek HaTorah. And every one of us have to think to ourselves and take achrayas. If war is going on and the enemy is not being destroyed, you have to think to yourself, am I the cause? Am I the reason behind this? Am I really strong in my Torah? We're not talking about learning 24 hours a day. But even a seder, whatever it is, it has to be a choshava hatzlocha dika seder. Doesn't mean the whole time you sat and learned. But at least you could walk away with a choshava hatzlocha. I learned these amount of segments of Asmodas Batoira. To sit and battle. And not just being caught by the Yetzirah for momentarily. But the sin of batel for long periods, extended of time by a seder, you're killing Yidden. Yidden are dying in war because of you. And this is what Chazal tells us, black and white. And this is what the Nes of Purim was about. Rachman al-Islam, the Gezeira was about. The Bittul Torah, the Ruffle Yadayim, the Atzlus, the laziness in Torah. That was the whole decree of Purim. And the whole Yeshua came about being Mikabel the Torah again, Ba'ava. The whole Yeshua became about strengthening the Esek HaTorah. Like we see in Chazal, like it's brought down, first of all, in Parsha Esther Rabba and Parsha Tess, Ois Gimel, it says over there, La'achasha Osa 8, after Haman went and built his tall tree, his tall pole, to hang Mordechai, Halach Eitzel Mordechai, he went to Mordechai, U'matzai, Shai Yosef Beish Medrash, he found him sitting and learning. Can you imagine, it was the decree on Klal Yisrael. It was a very dark period. A terrible decree, they were all being wiped away. What's Mordechai doing? You would think he has good excuses. No, he's potter. He's home for 2 weeks, sick, comes back. I'm not in it, I don't have to learn. Right? Matthias. I'm very potter. I'm potter for Talmud Torah. I have to be Isaac and Torah with toil, amelus. Klal Yisrael has a decree. And what does it say? No, he found Mordechai sitting and learning. V'chof beis elef tinoikis. And he found there 12,000 youngsters around him being omol batayra. The oiskim batayra, they were oisik in tayra. They didn't use the excuses that it's so hard. I'm not in it. I'm not down to it. All these things don't work. Klal Yisrael understood that if it's a decree that we're all dying, it's because we're not learning tayra. So whether it's easy or hard, we're going to learn. And they had a mesiras nefesh for Torah. 12,000 youngsters together with Mordechai were oiskim b'Torah, says Chazal. This is by the decree, with all the excuses possible. Another Chazal. In Parsha Esther Rabba, Parsha Ches, Oizayin. Also, Meridik Eloshim. Atoyma Esther Lahoshiv al Mordechai, Lech Kinoisis Kola Yehudim. We're in trouble, gather all the Yidden. Hanim Tsoam Beshushan. Vitsumo Alai and go fast like the Psukim speak about. Ma also Mordechai. Mordechai gathered all the covets of Tinoikos. He gathered all the boys. And they all obviously had a tainus. The Oiskin Ba Torah. They sat and they were Oisik in Torah. What's clear in Chazal is that Mordechai understood the root of the chet is bittul Torah. The root of the chet is that I was lazy in Torah. And the only way to be sakin this chet, and the only way to get a Yeshua is to be mechazik in Talmud Torah. So although it was very hard, it wasn't easy, I'm sure they had a lot on their mind that they're all going to die shortly. A terrible decree. But they understood their responsibility. And they were Isaac and Torah. The Makabal, the old Torah, and they're Isaac and Torah. And Chazal stressed this a few times throughout the Chazal and the Ma'isa of Purim. It's a pillar that we keep speaking about, the Isaac and Torah. And the emes is the whole ending of the Megillah, the last pasuk. Kiyadua, the last pasuk usually sizes up everything. Like, you know, in Sefer Kehelis, after the whole Sefer Kehelis talks about all the hevel avolim, the emptiness of this world, Megillah Kehelis ends off, Soiv Dovra Kol Nishma, Sol Kim Yori, it brings down the end message. What's the end message of Megillah Esther? The last pasuk, Mamash Apella. From Shlomo Brevda Zatzal's Bedaik this. The pasuk says, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi, Mishnah Lamelech Achashverosh. Mordechai was a minister, a noble person by the king of Achashverosh. The Godol La Yehudim, and great by the Yidden. V'rotzoi L'roiv Echod, and please pleasing to most of Echov, to his brothers, Klal Yisrael, Dairish Toiv La'amoy, looking to do good for the nation, V'dayvish Shalom L'chol Zaru. What does this mean? Well, what's this message at the end of the Megillah, that this is wrapping up the whole Maisa Megillah? Azoy Frek was Shlomo Brevda. What's Pasha Pshat? What's the Pshat at the end of the last Pasuk? So, Kerb Shlomo Brevda, this Pasuk is sizing up the entire story of Megillas Esther. Rotzui Leroyv Echov. He was pleasing to most of Klal Yisrael. We all know what Chazal say, Rashi brings it down. Loi L'chol Echov, not to everybody. Melamed is coming to teach us. Shepirshu Imenu Mikza Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin separated from Mordechai. Mordechai was the Gadol Ador. He was Rabbi Yashiv. And people felt, you know something? We have to separate from him. He's going off the beaten path. He's not doing what Hashem wants. Lefisha Nasa Karvo Malchus. He's becoming close to the king. He joined the government. Vaya Batal Mitalmudai. And he's going to stop learning because if he's close to the government, he's too busy with all the politics. He can't sit in Harvard learning. So Mela, they separated from Mordechai. Zokar Shloima Brevda, Melamed, what the Pasuk is coming to teach all of us is, Shapir Shumenu Mikza Sanhedrin, Vishabotu Medivre Tayro, Vinichnas Lissarara, he went to the government affairs. Lulamdeinu, it's coming to teach every one of us, Ad Kamo Gedoylo Vatsumo, how great and powerful Haisa Hislavusam was the fire of Klal Yisrael b'kabolas ol yigiyas ha-toira. Their kabolas ol toira, when they experienced in that miracle of Purim, was so powerful and fiery, ba'ahava, with such love for Hashem to b'kabol the yoke of his toira, uv'shviris kol mechitzas, and to break all barriers. Ad shehirhivu nafsham, mikza sanhedrin, lachloik afilu al tzadik ador. Until they found inner strength, a lot of the part of the Sanhedrin, to fight on the tzadik ador, shayishiyam memav zachayim, although he saved us from death to life, basher l'day tom, because they held tom, he's making a mistake. Shenichlas l'sarara, he's entering the government. Hagaremes Groyum Bitzlil Sadas Vesek Atayra. That's going to cause a lack of clarity in his mind to really toil in Tayra. Vidovar Zed, this Pasuk is here. Lohidia Lidoyrois. To teach all generations every Yid. At Kamo Gedoylo Hislavusom Bikabolas Atayra Ba'avo. How fiery was their Kabolas Atayra with love at that time? And that's the main foundation of the whole story of Megillas Esther. Al kein nichtav pasuk ha'achrayin, and that's why that's the last pasuk of the Megillah. To teach all of us the real final message of Megillas Esther. It was all about weakness in Torah. We have to walk away realizing what level of Kabbalas al Torah we need. And Amos is, there's very frightening words in Chazal. It's brought down in Eicha Rabasi, which is something we all have to think about. Rav Huna v'Rav Yirmiya Omar, Metzina, we find Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hashem has the ability to look away al Avodas Kechavim. A person goes and does Avodah Zara, the Baruch Hashem is able to be Mevater. Al Gilui Arroyos, a person is going out with Gilui Arroyos being Mizaneh. The Baruch Hashem has the ability to be Mevater. Al Shvichus Domim, the guy is spilling blood, he's killing people. The Baruch Hashem has the ability to be Mevater. Aba V'loi Viter Al Mos Shal Torah. The fact that Yidin Al Mos in Torah, They find Torah disgusting. They're not appreciating Torah. That he's not able to mevater on. And that was the root of the Churim Beis HaMikdosh. Al mo'ov da oretz. Al avoydes kechavon gil reis shukas damam ein ksivkan. Doesn't say one of those three. Ela ozom es teirasi. For leaving the Torah. Leaving the Torah is the root of Churim Beis HaMikdosh. Says Chazal, Klal Yisrael could do avoydes zorah. Klal Yisrael could be murderers. Klal Yisrael could go out and be mezana, be doing gila arayos. Those are averus, which are the gimel chamurois, the Rebbeinu Shem has the ability to mevater on. But Talmud Torah, which is the oxygen of a yid, if we don't have oxygen, Klal Yisrael is dead. There's no survival. And that the Rebbeinu Shem can't be mevater, because there's nothing to do. We're not breathing. There's no eitzah. I can't just look away. Weakness in Torah, atzlus in Torah, the bittul Torah, the refinidayim b'Torah. That's robbing yourself of oxygen. And that's the Rebbeinu Shem can't be mevater on. The Rebbeinu Shem can't look away and be meichel on that. And Rachmanu Litzlan, that's the cause of Klal Yisrael's enemies. That's the cause of all of Klal Yisrael's sorrows. It's a Moridic Eloshen that he's bringing down here. When he talks about being Mevatel Torah, he says, Mo'asa Shal Torah, being Mo'as. Disgusting. What's this Nusach of Mius? Why didn't you just say Mevatel Torah? You're lazy in Torah. Mos? Why are you saying Mos? Mius? It says Ozum al Tayrasi, the Pasuk. They left Torah. They didn't do Torah. Why is he describing that as being Mos? I think Pashup Shat, and we all know this is very true. Anything that has value in our eyes, somehow we get it done. When there's a will, there's a way. Something that you really want, somehow you end up getting it. When something's valuable in your eyes, somehow you break barriers and you're going to have it. If Klal Yisrael is leaving Torah, that means Torah has no value. Torah is mos in their eyes. It's impossible they have chavivus and chashivus at Torah. If Torah was precious, if Torah had value, it's impossible to leave it alone on the side, to be lazy with it. The root of Ozvam Tayrasi, says Chazal here in these words, is Mos al Shal Torah. Torah is Mos by you. And this is something we all have to think about. Do we really believe Torah has such value? Hadechmodim Mizov Mipozrov? Do you realize Torah is worth more than all the gold and all the money that you can get a hold of? One word of Torah, do you realize its value? We're so blinded in this temporary dark world, we forget what really has value. Every line of Gemara is such an accomplishment. If you can't learn the entire Seder, every minute of Talmud Torah is so valuable. It's worth millions. Mos al Shal Torah. Torah unfortunately becomes mos in our eyes. We don't look at it as valuable. We don't look at it as gold and silver. We don't look at it as we're making more money learning a line of Gemara than you can make your whole lifetime. We have to realize what the value of Torah is. I saw a Moridik Eloshen in a Musa Sefer called Eilas Tomid. It's an old Musa Sefer in Perek Tes. He writes such piercing words of Musar. It's amazing to see it from our earlier Musar Sefer. It's not something from today. We all know in the morning we daven, we say, the Rabbani Shalom, we ask in the bracha, Birchas HaShachar, Shetargileinu b'sayresecha. The Rabbani Shalom should make me a regilus, Targileinu, I should have a routine in Torah. Listen to these piercing words from the Sefer Oilas Tamid. Ki ha'odom mikatnusoi, a person from when you're young, mitzara yitzahara, einoi roitza liyashkua balimud ha'toira. From the day you were born, you're born as a physical being with a yitzahara, you're not interested in being shakua in learning. You're not interested in being immersed in Talmud Torah, a rangaton of learning. From Katnusoi, from when you're young, from day one. Eina roitza liya shakua b'limud ha-Torah. V'roitza liya is bateva, and you naturally want roitza liya is bateva batlon v'oisik b'havli oylam hazeh. You naturally want to sit idle. You naturally want to be involved in the emptiness of this temporary world. Havli oylam hazeh. That's what you trained from the day you were born. Ach ze yedua. The problem is, we all know, ki hergel nasa teva sheni. Whatever you get used to becomes second nature. Which means, so you did it in the beginning when you were so young, you were a nursing baby, and then you did it while you're drinking bottles, and you finally got and threw away your pacifier, and you started being toilet trained, but you're still doing it. And your whole beginning of your life, you were a batlin, and you were someone who wanted to be oisik and havli oylam hazeh, and you had no interest in being shakua and lima tayra. The years passed, you went to primary, pre-1A, and you went through elementary school, and nothing's changed too much because it's still, at the end of the day, you're young, high school, and all of a sudden you come to Beis Medrash and you wonder, and this is silly that people really think, well, if I don't have a huge urge to learn Torah, then it's just not for me. And you don't realize, what? Even Rabbi Yashiv, you think he had such an urge? If he had such an urge at 2 a.m, you wouldn't have to throw away his blanket. He needed to push himself to get out of bed. What do you expect from yourself? The bottom line is, from Katnusoi, from the day you were born, naturally, you were a batlan and you were always going to have the olam hazeh from day one. Things don't change overnight. Now you're going through the process of changing that second nature. Odom mikatnusoi, ain't a rights aliyah shakua b'lima taira. You don't want to be a rangatan. For rights aliyahs b'teva, batlan v'yisei b'havi olam. And you do what Yehirvel Nasa Teva Sheni, that becomes your second nature. L'kach onu mevakshim shatagileinu b'sayir osecha. That's our tefillah we have every morning. Rebbeinu Shalom, please, let me get my new routine, that it should be b'tayir osecha on your Torah. Shekol kach yeh cheshkeinu b'lim b'tayirah. We ask in Hashem, I want my desire to develop so much in Liman HaTorah, Achezeh Yir Rigulusenu V'Tiveinu. That should become my routine and my nature. Although my whole life, my nature was other things. I was young. I was a baby. I was a little boy in elementary school. I rolled through high school. But now you're becoming a young adult. Now's the time to train yourself for life, what you want your life to look like. You know, I remember about 20 years ago, I used to learn in a local Beis Medrash. One of the shuls, not so far from here, was First Seder. There was one zman that I was learning there. And I started learning the Kahal HaChavrusa, so we started on a Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All of a sudden, Sunday, when I'm sitting and learning there, I see an old chaver of mine from way back sitting on a table nearby, and he's sitting and learning mamash from morning to, from the time I came till I left, like he was sitting and learning. I couldn't even say hello to him. Okay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the whole week passed again. The next Sunday, again, I see him sitting over there. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, it's so interesting. Like, I wonder, like, I haven't seen him in years. And the following Sunday again. So, I think that third Sunday already, I finally bumped into him. Maybe we went to the bathroom at the same time or whatever it was. So I said to him, wow, you're such a masmit. I see you sitting, mamash, from morning to night. Your mamash is such a masmit. I couldn't get over it. So he looks at me, he says, what's the big deal? He says, I work the whole week. I don't have a, mamash, come on, I have no time to learn. What's my head to sit and work? I have no time to learn. The answer is, I have to be a fighter with my family. I'm an oinus. I'm only an oinus if on Sunday when I'm not working, I sit and learn. If the day that I'm free from work, like on a Sunday, and I'm not learning either, then obviously I'm not such an oinus. It's just, this is what I do. I work and I don't learn anyway. It has nothing to do with learning or not learning. And Melo, what he told me was that the only way I'm part of the whole week and I'm an oinus is if Taka Torah is real by me. So what's the big deal? Of course I sit and learn Sunday. Because Torah has to be real. This is what this Baal boss told me. If you want to turn out one day, whether you go into working or not, whatever you're going to do, but you want to be, even if you're working, a chosh of a Baal boss, that Torah is real. Torah is an ikker. Torah is a foundation of your life. It only happens right here, right now. If you train yourself to make Torah real, then it's possible later on in life. Torah could be real, although you're working full hours, but Torah will be real. If it doesn't start now, it's not starting later. Guaranteed or your money back. You know my phone number. Call me up, let me know otherwise. Rabbi Isai, now's the time to make Torah real. As uncomfortable as it could be, but we have to realize the emes. The root of Klal Yisrael's sorrow of Purim was laziness in Torah. The Yeshua came through being Mekabel and being Isaac in Torah. The root of Klal Yisrael's sorrow always is laziness in Torah. The moment we all start taking Torah seriously, Tnu Oyz Lelekim, you're giving Hashem strength. That's the moment when the Rebbeinu can start bringing Yeshua. Everybody can't look at everybody else. You have to look at yourself in the mirror. No one else but yourself. Get a small mirror, not a large mirror, you see others. Small mirror, all you see is yourself in the mirror. And you have to make this Cheshvan HaNefesh, you and Hashem. Am I accomplishing my shlichus down here in Olam Hazeh? Am I doing my job of what Hashem wants from me? You know, there's a maisa, Yisrael Salanta, we said over last week, when he was stone drunk on Purim. So, there was a maisa that said, one time he was lying under the table, believe it or not. So while he was lying under the table, in Naftali Amsterdam, one of his big Talmidim, bent down to Yisrael Salanta, and says, Could the Rebbe, my Rebbe, give me a bracha? The nusach was, could I have a bracha that I should have a head like the Shagas Aryeh, a heart like the Yisoy Dushoresh HaAvoida, and midas like a Yisrael Salanta, the Rebbe himself? And Yisrael Salanta, being stone drunk, you see how much he was with the program, he says, nay! Naftali, do Naftali. Mit dein Kopf und dein Leib und dein Seichel, be Naftali. The goal is not to be the Shagas Aryeh. The goal is not to be Yisrael Shoresh Avoida. The goal is not to be Yisrael Salanta. Naftali Amsterdam, the goal is to be yourself. With your head, your heart, your Seichel, be yourself. Rabbi Yisai, that's what we're looking in the mirror for. When we look in the mirror, and we need to go ahead and make this cheshbon hanefesh. My relationship with Torah, Me and Hashem, am I being mekayim my personal shlichus? And that's a moment of truth that you have to have in the cheshvan nefesh between you and yourself and Hashem. And now is the time, because this is the yontif of Purim. Purim is about being mekabel the Torah, ba'ahava, kimu v'kibla Yehudim. After the grace and nes, they were so inspired seeing the love of Hashem that they mekabel the old Torah ba'ahava, not just the kaf aleim hagigigas that happened years earlier at Har Sinai. And that's a kabbalas all that we all have to make too. Like if Taka brought down the Sefer Yisrael Shavoida in regard to Purim, he brings down Mizeh Yira Chiyiv Godol B'Yoyim Hazeh. It's a tremendous Chiyiv on this day of Purim. Shel Yilmoy Torisein HaKadosho, and you should be Loimit Toiro V'lesmoyach B'Limudo, and get joy out of learning Hashem's Toiro and be Mekabel the old Toiro. And like you look in Shulchan Aruch himself, it's Pili Plom. In Shulchan Aruch, it's written in Simen Tofrei Sadihei. Atzosi, this has been quoted, that the partial advice that the Shulchan Aruch gives, the Shulchan Aruch writes, I don't have the Nusach in front of me, but the Shulchan Aruch writes that, the Shulchan Aruch says that, I advise you on Purim morning, don't leave the Beis Medrash after davening until you learn. Because of the tear of the Sayyoyim, you might not get to it. Could you imagine? All of the Yom Tovim doesn't say this. A Purim tells you some personal advice, go make sure you're Isaac and Torah. Because that's the Yom Tov of Purim. And if you miss that, you missed it all. So you did a lot of Shalach Manas, and you did a lot of drinking. So what? You missed the purpose of Purim. You let Purim go by without getting the Kabbalah's whole Torah. Very short on time. The Vilna Gaon says every morning when we wake up, this is brought down from Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud of Vilna Gaon. Omar Rabbeinu with Vilna Gaon used to tell us, Dovar Menusa is a tried and tested piece of advice. When you wake up in the morning, be mekabel when you start the day, the yoke of Torah be'emes. Make a commitment that you're going to go ahead and be oisik in Torah properly and not be mevatel. And oz bevada yatzliach. Then you'll definitely have atzlocha ba'Torah that day. According to how much you mekabel in the morning, that's how much Hashem helps you. It's an Eis Chav Zayin if you want to look it up. The point being is that we have to realize, many of us think, you know, it's a marvelous thing if you think about it, Purim is at the end of the Zman. If Purim is about being mekabel the old Torah, the end of the Zman, I'm expected to now take on a whole new chizik in Torah? I should be mekabel the old Torah now at the end of the Zman? Like, how can Hashem expect this of me? And the Torah says you're making a very big mistake. It's just as hard now to be mekabel the old Torah, kamat as hard as it is any other time. It's always hard. It's always hard, difficult to get into your learning. There's always a challenge. There's always a Yetzirah stopping us. It's always that first barrier that you have to break down and commit that I need to go learn Torah. Torah is so chashuv. I have no. This is what I have to do. This is my oxygen. This is what life's about. You know, I had a conversation with the Bachritz because I had to point this out. We're busy learning here, Be'iyun, trying to learn how to learn. That's why we're still holding in the beginning of Masechet Bava Metzia. Because at the end of the day, we're learning how to learn. We're learning how to say a Svara, we're learning how to be Medayik, we're learning not just Daf Yomi, just the page, the trying to get deeper, trying to understand what Hashem really had in mind. So Bacher told me, you know, I don't understand. If I'm not planning on being a Rebbe one day, so why do I got to be busy doing this? I don't plan to be a Rebbe, let's say. I'm not going to get the chinuch. So what am I busy with? What's the point? Is that a good question? I hope you all think no. The question is a mistake. A terrible mistake. Learning how to learn has nothing to do with becoming a Rebbe one day. Learning how to learn has nothing to do with sitting in Kollel one day. Learning how to learn has nothing to do with learning your kids one day. You can hire someone to learn with your kids. Learning how to learn is for yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. When you come up to Shamayim after 120 years, this is the Iker Din Torah that the Baruch Shalom has with you. This is brought down in Chazal. The Iker Din Torah that Hashem has is I created you for Torah. How successful in Torah were you? And if you tell them I finished Shas with, you know, Daf Yomi because I read my art scroll and you don't know how to learn, you're not going to get too far. I hate to say this, but this is the truth. Truth is uncomfortable sometimes, but today we're talking truth. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to know, did you use out your kaychas in Torah? And you are capable of knowing how to learn. And then the Rebbeinu Shalom expects that of you. Chochmas ha-Torah. And therefore, that's what we're busy with. Nothing to do with the future, what you're planning on doing and being. It's for right here, right now, your neshama, when you look in the mirror and make that cheshbon ha-nefesh with that small mirror that I told you about. No one else, you yourself. How much am I succeeding that when I come up after 120 years, Hashem's going to be proud of me that, like Rav Naftali Amsterdam, you Naftali, with your head, you did your shlichus. Are you doing your shlichus? That's what you have to ask yourself. And that's what Purim's about, being mekabel the old Torah in such a way. It's very late. Okay, well, I guess we'll end here. The Rebbeinu Shel should bench us all. That we should take in the Heilige Yontif of Purim properly, realizing the root of everything was the Talmud Torah. Realizing the root of everything in our life is Talmud Torah. Kiheim chayenu is not exaggeration. It's the oxygen of a yid, Torah. And Be'ezer Hashem, if we're mekabel, starting today, don't wait for Purim. It's a horror tells you to wait for Purim. That's Amalek. Starting today, second Seder, the next Seder you go to, Ben Azdarim, right now. Change your life. Make Torah an Iker. Make Torah the foundation of your life. Realize that this is what Purim's about. If I prepare now, the next couple of days till Purim arrives, then on the Heilige Yontif, I'll be zeicher to the grace of Hashpa of the Yom, which is Kabbalah's Ol Torah. The Ahava, the Ezer Hashem, if we taka start working towards it, we'll all taka be zeicher to the Kabbalah Ol Torah Ba'ahava, and that will be the schus that we're giving to the Ezer Lekim, that this will be the beginning of seeing and greeting Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'meir V'yameinu, Amen.